On those days when another helping of Sloppy Joe doesn't seem appetizing or prudent, school kids have always had an escape, the school vending machine. But in Philadelphia, this humble dispenser of snacks and sodas has been bleeding money and popularity, and that says something about the eating habits of today's students. But what exactly does it say? WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
It's lunchtime at Frankfort High School in Northeast Philadelphia, and the cafeteria is teeming with hungry teenagers. But I'm all alone, standing in front of the school's snack machine.
Let's see, what do I want here? Cheddar fries, toasted chips, small bag of burritos.
Like generations of high schoolers before me, I slide a few coins in the slot, make my alphanumeric selection, and wait for a bag of something called Ritz Toasted Chips to tumble out. The crackers aren't bad. I'm a sucker for sour cream and onion. But the simple fact that I could stand there during the lunch rush for 3 minutes and mull over my choices should tell you something. It should tell you school vending machines just aren't very popular anymore.
I would say that in this era of nutritional standards, vendors are facing lots of challenges.
Emily Reformat is the editor of Automatic Merchandiser, a trade publication for the vending machine industry. About a decade ago, districts and states started limiting the types of sugary drinks and salty snacks schools could put in vending machines. In 2013, the federal government rolled out healthy snack guidelines for all of the nation's school vending machines. The changes haven't killed the industry, says Reformat.
But it is in a transition. Already, big bottlers, often we associate them with soda, have been pulling out of school accounts because the accounts are less profitable.
And it's less profitable for school districts, too. A decade ago, the School District of Philadelphia made about $500,000 annually off its school vending machines. Last year, that number was a paltry $43,000. Now, that seems like a bad thing, right? As soon as you replace Lay's potato chips with baked Lay's, kids bail. But, says Juliana Cohen, a researcher at Merrimack College and the Harvard School of Public Health,
what we're finding is that simultaneously, when they're not buying these snack foods, we're actually finding increases in purchases of the school meals.
And that's potentially a very good thing. It means kids are eating less filler and more actual meals.
Now, we're giving them options, but all the options are healthy.
In the fight against childhood obesity, schools have always been a beachhead for public health warriors. It's a closed environment, this place where policymakers can largely control what's served. Plus, Cohen points out, the habits kids pick up in school can influence how they behave outside it.
And we know from research that it often takes children 12 or more exposures to a new food before they start to like it. And so this is an opportunity for them to be exposed to these new foods and potentially learn to like these new foods so that when they're outside of school, they may be requesting those foods as well.
Now, everything isn't perfect. The new snack standards still allow for lots of salty snacks and even ice cream bars. Though I wasn't permitted to interview kids at Frankfort High, a couple I spoke with off mic said the ice cream products were still the most popular. But overall, there are some positive public health takeaways here. Philadelphia's rapid decline in vending machine revenue could be proof that policymakers have finally created a food ecosystem where kids almost have to eat healthy. Now, that's not much solace for the people who supply and install snack dispensers, and it makes you wonder, is this the end of the line for the once ubiquitous school vending machine?
It's an interesting question.
Emily Reformat thinks the school vending machine industry will have to evolve, but it will survive. In part, she thinks that's because of the healthier habits kids are starting to form.
Part of the answer to keeping school vending will be a new generation of students who grow up with these required items in the vending machine as the only items. They never had access to different items and they don't know any better.
And so perhaps the old reliable snack machine will trudge on, even if it looks a little different than it did before. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.